Amen. Praising the Lord for the entire cup. Praising the Lord for the entire cup. This afternoon, as we have met here in this setting, we have met here in this facility, we have already sung songs of praise. We've already lifted up our voice unto the Lord. And for the most of us, we've already been in the Lord's house already once, already this morning. And I pray that you've had a good service. We had a good service at Fairview. And for most of us under this tent, we were able to get here on our own two feet. Our own two feet. The Lord gave us the ability to get here. And I realize some may needed assistance, some may needed help. But for the most of us, we got here because the Lord allowed us to get here. And when you leave this place, you leave this tent, you're going to be going to another place. It may be a place for food, it may be a place for shelter, it may be a place for rest. I say all that this afternoon to say this, and I want you to hear my heart on this. We're blessed people. We are blessed people. We're blessed beyond measure. We're blessed beyond deserving. We're blessed beyond understanding. We're blessed beyond comprehension. We're blessed beyond reason. We're blessed beyond thought. And as that beautiful song, it says, as the pen of the writer could write every day, even this world could not ever contain, how much I've been blessed. How much I've been blessed. In God's Word, it depicts it so clearly in the 6th chapter of Numbers. It depicts it ever clearly in the 24th verse. It says, the Lord bless thee. And not only does the Lord bless thee, He keep thee. He keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Amen. And this afternoon, I don't bring to you nothing new. I don't seek to bring to you nothing new, nothing new under the sun. I just seek to bring to you what the Lord's brought unto me. This afternoon, every single one of us in here are living proof. You say, what are we living proof of? We're living proof of how much we've been blessed. How much we've been blessed. And this 23rd Psalm, as you see right here, the Psalm of David, is so clear how that great shepherd cares for his sheep. In verse number 2, you see it cares for its rest, it cares for the refreshment. In verse number 3, he cares for the restoration. In verse number 4, he cares for the dwelling, he cares for the defense. In verse number 5, he cares for reception, he cares for rejoicing. In verse number 6, he cares for the riches, and he cares for the residence. The great shepherd cares for his sheep. The great shepherd cares for his sheep. Now understanding that, comprehending that, taking that in, I want you to understand something this afternoon. Praise His holy name, we've got a great shepherd. We've got a great shepherd that loves us. We've got a great shepherd that cares for us. We got a great shepherd that blesses every single one of us. He blesses us. That's our great shepherd. Preacher, that's our great shepherd. Amen? That is our great shepherd. Why is it? And I want you to hear my heart on this. Don't think I'm trying to be judgmental, because the Lord's already convicted my heart on it Thursday morning whenever I was studying this. Why is it? As God's people, why is it that we do not give Him the praise that is due to His name? Why is it that we do not give Him, as God's people, the praise that's due to His name? You say, well, preacher, I do give Him praise. I mean, I come to His house once a month. I do give Him praise. I do give Him praise. Why does God's people, the ones that's been saved by His grace, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It's grace through faith. That's salvation. How salvation comes. Why do we, as God's people, why do we not praise the Lord? You know, here in this 23rd Psalm right here, it talks about a cup. It talks about a cup, but what does that cup say? Is that cup empty? No, that cup, that's not empty. Is that cup halfway full? No, it's not halfway full. What about to the brim? It don't even say that. You know what my Bible tells me right here in the 23rd Psalm, verse number 5? It says, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me clearly this afternoon. Our cup runneth over not because of ourselves. It's all because of Him. It's all because of His great name. That's why our cup runneth over. Why is it though, church? Why is it, camp meeting, that we're so easy to praise the Lord? We're so easy to praise the Lord for the overflow. You understand what I'm saying here this afternoon? Every single one of our cups, we've been blessed. They run over. Man, I tell you what, it's easy to praise Him for the overflow, ain't it? Amen. It's easy to praise Him for that excess. It's easy to praise Him for that extra. Can I tell you something? The same God that gives you that overflow, the same God that gives you that excess, the same God that gives you that extra, He's the same one that fills your cup up from the bottom. He's the same one that fills it up halfway. He's the same one that overflows your cup. We should praise the Lord not just for the overflow, not just for the excess, not just for the extra. Praise God, we should praise Him for the entire cup. The entire cup. This afternoon, I want us to focus on what the Lord would have for us and what the Lord would challenge our hearts. I'm telling you, I've already been challenged. The Lord's already convicted my heart of this. We need to praise the Lord not just for the overflow, but for the entire cup. I'll give you four reasons. I know you're hot. I know you're sweating. I see the fans. I'm pretty hot too. It's all right. Let's look here in God's Word. The first reason that we're to praise the Lord for the entire cup, notice in verse number one, is because there is sufficiency. That cup contains sufficiency. Notice what verse number one says. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Man, I love that next part. Does it say, "I shall want"? Oh, praise God. It says, "I shall not want." The first reason that we are to praise the Lord, not for the overflow, not for the excess, but for the entire cup, the first reason is because of the sufficiency contained within that cup. The sufficiency that is contained within that cup. Last week at church, it was one of those services where just the Holy Spirit just swept through in a mighty way. Just a powerful way. You've been in those services before? Somebody says they missed it. I tell you, you missed it. You missed it. Last week near the end of the service, after the invitation, the Lord wasn't done. He wasn't done. We had testifying. We had people in the altar. It was just an amazing day of praising the Lord in spirit and truth. We had this one lady. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, this lady, she's a saint of the church. She's a saint in the whole community. There's been people that have been impacted and influenced by her. She will not realize on this side of eternity what impact and influence she's had. Praise God, she'll see it up there though. She's going to see it up there. This saint, she stood up. She was the first one to testify. The first one to testify. And I want you to understand what's wrong with her. She's got Parkinson's disease. You understand what Parkinson's disease is? That's when it affects your membranes. That's when you start to shake. And it affects your whole comprehension of things that you're doing. The medicine that they said, that it don't even help. But she stood up just a shaking like this. Began to shake right there. I tell you, when she stood up, she barely could grab a hold of that pew. It's like this right here, just trying her best to get up right here and just shaking right here. You could just almost see the pew shaking. As she stood up, she lifted one arm, just shaking. She said, "I want to praise the Lord first for saving me. I want to praise Him for saving me." Second thing she said is this. She said, "You may not understand all that I've got to do to put on just my clothes to come into God's house." She said, "I don't understand while I'm going through this." But the last thing that she said, as her arm is just a shaking, she said, "I want to praise the Lord for His sufficiency." Preacher standing up here. I'm standing right here behind the pulpit. She's over in that side of the church, and she's saying, "I just want to praise the Lord for His sufficiency." When's the last time we've done that? When's the last time we've done that? On a Thursday afternoon in my study, looking over this. Man, I'm so easy, and it's so easy to praise the Lord for the overflow. It's so easy to praise Him for the excess, for the extra. But this saint of God who's impacted many that she won't realize on this side of eternity, she says, I just want to praise His holy name for His sufficiency. You know, Paul, he had that thorn. He had that thorn right here. That thorn in the flesh. We don't know exactly what it was. Remember what the Lord told him? I'm sure we remember what the Lord told him. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Listen to me this afternoon. The first reason that we should praise the Lord, not just for the excess, not just for the overflow. The first reason we should praise the Lord for the entire cup is because of the sufficiency that is contained within that cup. I want you to go with me to the next verse. Second verse. Second reason we're to praise the Lord for the entire cup is because the structure. The structure found on the cup. Verse number 2, the Bible says this. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The second reason we see right here we're to praise the Lord for the entire cup is because the structure that's found on the cup. Right here you see two things about that structure. And that structure is noticed through its location. Green pastures. Praise God for green pastures and still waters. And I want you to understand, these green pastures, it's not talking about food. These green pastures is talking about rest. It's talking about rest. You understand that this afternoon. You also understand we've got a great shepherd. You know what His Word tells us about rest? The Bible says in Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all you that labor and all are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you rest. There's a big difference in sleep and rest, amen? There's a big difference in sleep and rest. Last week we had Vacation Bible School. Man, it was a great week. Praise the Lord, He saved two souls. He saved two souls. Vacation Bible School, though, you don't get much rest. I tell you that much. You can sleep every night, but your body, you don't get much rest. I praise the Lord, though, in my great shepherd, I can find rest. I can find rest. And that rest, I tell you, it strengthens me from the inside out. It strengthens me. So the first thing we see is you can get rest in the Lord. The second thing is that there are still waters. There are still waters. If you know anything about sheep, they are some crazy animals. Hey, just some crazy. You know, that's a good reference for us. Amen? Just a good reference. But sheep, they won't get any water behind fast-moving waters. Loud noises, you can just go ahead and forget it. The great shepherd knew their need. The great shepherd knew their need, so He brought them beside the still waters. Can I tell you, the great shepherd knows your need? The great shepherd knows every single one of our needs. But so often, we only praise Him for the excess. So often, we only praise Him for the excess. Also find this out. We're easy to praise Him for what? Further and beyond what we believe we need. You understand what I'm saying on that? Man, we'll praise Him for the excess of completely blessing our business, completely blessing my job. You understand He's the one that gives you breath? He's the one that wakes you up in the morning? Man, He's the one that gives you strength to come into God's house. Why do we only praise Him for the overflow? He deserves every single bit of our praise because He is worthy. We should praise Him for the entire cup. The second reason we see right here, we should praise Him the structure found in the cup. The third thing I want you to notice in verse 3, verse number 4, we should praise Him for the stability. We should praise Him for the stability provided through the cup. Notice verse number 3. And there's four big words I want us to notice in verse 3 and 4. It says, He restoreth. There it is. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And I love that part. For His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The third reason, we're going fast here. Third reason we're to praise the Lord for the entire cup is because there's stability. There's stability provided in that cup. Right here in these two verses, there's four words. There's restoration in verse number 3. There's leading in verse number 3. And there's discipline in verse number 4. And direction in verse number 4. Where's the discipline and direction? That's from the rod and that's from the staff. But all between these four words, if you could just put a circle between all four of those words, there's a short phrase in the middle. For whose name's sake? It is for His name's sake. You remember what we were created and formed for? You know what we were created and formed for? Remember what Isaiah 43:7 tells us? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 43:7, I have created him for my glory. My glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. I tell you, I was studying the other day. I either have two things in my cup. It's either a Mountain Dew or a sweet tea. Praise God, on Thursday it was a sweet tea. And I love my sweet tea. In fact, right now, I'd love to have a cup of sweet tea. Amen? I was studying, though. And understand this. I picked that cup up, and I had that cup of sweet tea, and it was stable. You say, why was it stable? How do you know it was stable? That bad boy wasn't leaking. It was full. I could drink it. Now, hear this. Get this a little bit. You know who received a blessing from the cup being stable? I received a blessing from the cup being stable. You understand what I'm saying on that? I received the blessing from the cup being stable. Didn't have a single hole in it. That's right, preacher. Didn't have a one. Do you know who receives the blessing from the cup being stable? We do. We do. And praise God, our cup is stable. He is the same yesterday as He is today. And praise God, when you wake up tomorrow morning, He will be the exact same then. He is stable. He is stable. But you know who receives the blessings from His stability? Every single one of us. Every single one of us. Every single one of us. Why is it though? Why is it that we only praise His name for the overflow? For the excess. I want to give you the final one right here. We should praise the Lord for the entire cup. First, because the sufficiency contained. Second, because the structure found. Third, because the stability provided. And fourth, because the substance offered. Because the substance offered. Go back over to Philippians. Back over in Philippians chapter 4. You see what Paul says right here. Because of the substance offered. In that 11th verse right here in Philippians 4, I want you to notice what he said. We've already hit home on a little bit. The Bible says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Therewith to be content. This fourth and final reason right here, we're to praise the Lord for the entire cup. Not just for the overflow, not just for the excess. It's because the substance. The substance that's offered in the cup. And I'm not going to stick on this one too long. And I hope you're following me with this one right here. Paul's in prison. And Paul's not saying that the reason I'm content is because of you sending me anything or you bringing me anything. The reason that Paul says he's content is because he knows the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here this afternoon and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you can be content. You can be content. And not only that, you can praise Him. You can praise Him for the entire cup. I want you to understand what this substance is, though, we're talking about. You see, in this cup right here, and I want you to realize, you look in the Gospel of Luke, the fourth cup that Jesus Christ drank, we drank the cup of God's wrath. He drank a cup of God's wrath, the wrath that every single one of us deserve. Every single one of us deserve. He drank that cup for me. That Thursday afternoon, I was drinking that sweet tea. My Lord and Savior drank the cup of wrath that I deserved. I deserved. You realize in our cup, The reason that we should praise the Lord for the entire cup, if you can't find any other reason, you can't praise Him for your health, you can't praise Him for waking you up, you can't praise Him for your job, you can't praise Him for your children, you can't praise Him for anything else, let me tell you this. Praise Him for the substance in the cup, and that substance is His precious blood. His precious blood. Because of that substance in that cup, my cup overfloweth. You understand what I'm saying? We are saved by that precious blood of Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for that blood, you know where we would be? We would be exactly where we deserve, in a sinner's hell. I want to tell you this afternoon, we need to praise the Lord. We should praise the Lord. Not just for the excess, not just for the overflow, but for the entire cup. The entire cup. The entire cup. Jesus went to that cross. He drank that cup. The cup that we deserve. But do we give Him the praise? Let's do His name. That's what the Lord laid on my heart, brother. And I'll give it back to you just a minute.